your right to support. In England, the legal rights of unpaid carers are defined in the Care Act 2014 for adults and the Children and Families Act 2014 for parent carers and young carers under 18. Under these acts, local authorities have a duty to recognise, support and protect carers. Specifically, local authorities have a duty to assess carers' needs, provide carers with support to meet their needs based on national eligibility criteria, and provide information and advice to promote well-being and, where possible, to prevent people needing support. Your legal rights as a carer. Your legal rights as an adult carer include the right to an assessment, the right to be consulted by social services when they make decisions about the person you are caring for, the right to have a life outside caring, including employment, education, training, and leisure, and rights at work, including the right to request flexible working, carer's leave, and protection from discrimination. Adult carers, your right to an assessment. If you're over 18 years old and providing unpaid care for another adult, then you are defined as a carer under the Care Act 2014 in England, and you are entitled to request a carer's assessment. The carer's assessment should help determine if you want to care, the impact caring may have on your physical and mental well-being, the impact caring may have on your ability to work if you wish to do so, and what support you need. If you share someone's care with other people, then each person is entitled to their own carer's assessment. To request an assessment, contact your local social services department. Parent carers, your right to an assessment. If you are an adult who provides care to and has parental responsibility for a disabled child under 18, you can request a parent carer's needs assessment under the Children and Families Act 2014 in England. The parent carer's needs assessment will consider your needs and well-being as a parent carer, the safety and welfare of the disabled child, and any other children you may have, and what support can be put in place to make looking after the disabled child easier. To request an assessment, contact the Children with Disabilities team of your local council or your local health and social care trust in Northern Ireland. Young carers, your right to an assessment. If you are providing care to someone and you are under the age of 18, you are a young carer under the Children and Families Act 2014 in England. The Children and Families Act 2014 requires local authorities to also consider the needs of young carers, making it easier for young carers to get an assessment of their needs. The young carer's needs assessment must include an assessment of whether it is appropriate for them to provide or continue to provide care, depending on their support needs and wishes. To request an assessment, contact your local social services department. Carers' rights in Wales. In Wales, the equivalent to the Care Act 2014 is the Social Services and Wellbeing Act 2014. This legislation is designed to improve your well-being and the well-being of the person you care for. It ensures that social services in Wales provide carers with the right support. Your rights include the right to well-being, the right to information, advice, and assistance, the right to an assessment if your needs can't be met through information or advice, the right to be heard and have control over decisions about your support, and the right to advocacy. Carers' assessments in Wales. In Wales, you can request a carer's needs assessment from your local council. Carer's needs assessment is for carers of any age, including young carers. It is designed to be preventative, so you can request one before you actually start caring on a regular or substantial basis. It looks at how caring impacts on your life, including physically, mentally, and emotionally. It will also cover if you are able or willing to carry on caring, how to plan for emergencies, and planning for the future. Carers' rights in Scotland. In Scotland, unpaid carers are protected by the Carers Scotland Act 2016, which places duties on local authorities to care for carers. If you are a carer in Scotland, you can request an Adult Carer Support Plan, ACSP, or Young Carer Statement before your caring role begins. The Carer's Charter outlines your rights as a carer in Scotland. Carer's Assessments in Scotland. The Adult Carer Support Plan identifies your personal outcomes and needs for support. It is designed to be preventative, so you can request one before you actually start caring on a regular or substantial basis. It looks at how caring impacts on your life, including physically, mentally, and emotionally. If you are able or willing to carry on caring, how to plan for emergencies, and planning for the future. Young carers can request a Young Carer's Statement. Carers' Rights in Northern Ireland. In Northern Ireland, the equivalent to the Care Act 2014 is the Carers and Direct Payments Act 2002. This legislation is designed to ensure that carers are informed about their right to an assessment and provided with support. Your rights include the right to be informed about assessments. If you are 16 or over and provide substantial care on a regular basis, the right to an assessment of your needs. This includes if you are a parent carer. The right to receive services provided directly to you as a carer, subject to this assessment and eligibility criteria, and the right to be recognised as a young carer under the Children Order and to receive a young carer's needs assessment. Carers' rights in the workplace, statutory rights. Carers now have more statutory rights at work to help balance their paid work with care. These include a right to request flexible working, such as a flexible start and finish time or home working. You can access this right from the first day of employment, and you can make up to 2 requests per year. Your employer can refuse the request, but must give you good business reasons from a specific list set out in law. A right to time off in emergencies, which is for a reasonable amount of time to deal with an emergency, and which does not have to be paid. This is covered by the Employment Rights Act 1996. Carer's leave. Employees in England, Scotland, and Wales are entitled to 1 week's unpaid leave per year if providing or arranging care for someone with a long-term care need. It is available from the first day of employment and can be taken flexibly, in half or full days, for planned and foreseen caring commitments. Parental leave. If you have completed 1 year's continuous service, you are entitled to 18 weeks unpaid parental leave, if you're the parent or guardian of someone under 18 years of age. Protection from discrimination. Under the Equality Act 2010, if you're looking after someone who is older or disabled, the law will protect you against direct discrimination or harassment because of your caring responsibilities. This is based on your association with somebody who is older or has a disability, both of which are protected characteristics. This means employers in the UK must ensure that they do not discriminate against carers by treating them differently to other workers. For example, by not offering someone a job or a promotion because of their caring responsibilities. Take a look at the resources section for more information about your rights at work. You can also visit Carers UK's work and career web pages.